It's confirmed, Your Eminence. Wallace Hillkeeper, the Earl of Craggy Hill, said grimly. I've just had a runner from the semaphore station. They hanged him this morning.
May God and the archangels welcome him as their own,
Bishop Executor Thomas Schiller murmured, tracing Langhorne's scepter. There was a moment of silence, a stillness, in the luxurious appointed chamber. It was so quiet they could hear the distant voices of the city of Valena from beyond the walls of the Earl's palatial residence. Craig House was more mansion than castle, although it was surrounded by a 20-foot wall. It was also large enough, and possessed of enough unobtrusive entrances and exits, that Schiller felt reasonably safe visiting it. It wasn't as remote and as secure as the tiny monastery outside Cerebor, where he'd been the guest of Amelaine Garnot, the legitimate Bishop of Larchros, but it was secure enough. Especially now that Craggy Hill, like the Earl of Stormkeep and Baron Larchros, had quietly increased his own strength of armsmen.
And to be honest, Schiller thought now, I feel a lot more secure here than I felt in Sardor.
The Bishop Executor's well-trained face showed no sign of his mental grimace. He and Marak Holland, his secretary and aide, had been the guests of Melvin Norcross, the Bishop of Barkor, for almost a month before they moved on to Larchros. Norcross was one of the senior clergymen who'd sworn obedience to the Church of Karras in order to retain his see, and he'd offered what seemed the most promising port in the storm when Schiller fled Manchir. In the event, however, Norcross's palace in Sardor, the capital of the Barony of Barkor, had proved less suitable than he'd hoped. The fact that Norcross had sworn to obey and follow directives from Archbishop Claremont had bothered neither him nor Schiller, since no one could swear a valid oath to someone Mother Church had excommunicated. And Schiller was confident of Norcross's loyalty to the legitimate church. His outrage and anger over the heresy of the Church of Karras certainly seemed genuine, even if a bishop who'd officially pledged his loyalty to that church had to be careful about where he allowed them to show. And, if nothing else, the Bishop of Barkor was in too deep to back out now. But that hadn't made Schiller any happier about being dependent upon the Baron of Barkor for his security. He'd come to the conclusion that Sir Ger Sumiers, the current Baron, was much better at bluster and promises than at action. His efforts to increase his force of personal armsmen were pathetic compared to those of men like Craggy Hill and Baron Larchros, and he was far more willing to make extravagant guarantees in private conversation than to run the slightest risk to bring those guarantees to fruition. In fact, Schiller had concluded that for all of Barkor's undoubted hatred for Sir Corin Garvey and the members of the Regency Council, he was far too timid to do anything likely to draw attention his way. He was willing enough to talk, even to shovel substantial sums of money in the Resistance's direction, but not to risk coming out into the open.
He's covering his arse is what he's doing, Schiller thought coldly. If we win, when we win, he'll remind us all that he was on our side from the very beginning, and he'll expect his share of Mother Church's reward to her loyal sons. And if it should happen that we don't win, he'll go back into hiding and pretend he didn't know anything about it.
Not him. Why, he's always been a loyal and faithful subject of Prince Divan. One who'd never dream of defying the legitimate orders of Divan's regents. And as for ecclesiastic matters, he's certainly not qualified to make such judgments. Who is he to set his judgment above the confirmed and consecrated archbishop sitting in Manchir? The very notion never entered his head.
But thinking of Barkor left a bad taste in the Bishop Executor's mouth, and he didn't need any more bad tastes on top of Craggy Hill's news. He pushed the absent Baron resolutely to the back of his mind and considered the men sitting around the table with him.